And thank you, church, for being a part of today and what God's doing in our church. It's a special day for us to remember. And so I'm just going to kind of jump into an opportunity and a moment for us to kind of remember some things that the Lord has been doing in our church. I was thinking this week about how to end. This, guys, is our final service after 21 years in this place. And how do we take a moment and remember and thank the Lord for what he has done? Well, throughout the Bible, there's a lot of places where people would go and they would remember what God had done. This is a spiritual act of going back and thinking about all that he has done for us. And in Psalm chapter 143, there's a moment where King David, he is having a bad day. Anybody have a bad day? We've all had bad days. He was actually having a bad season. His life was a season of ups and downs. And most of the time it happened because of him falling away from the Lord. But he came from just humble beginnings, and God rose him up, and he became the king of Israel, and he did some bad things, and he ended up running for his life many times. And during one of these moments when things were just awful, he couldn't see a future. And he writes in Psalm 143, God, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm weary, I'm concerned, I'm uneasy about what's going to be next. And here's something he says, which I think is really profound. It's the only verse for today. Here's what he said. In the middle of that, he said, but I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. Here's how my translation. He's saying, hey, I feel like the good old days are never going to be the same. I feel like things will never be like they used to be. But I'm having faith in the middle of my uncertainty that God, you are always going to be God. And I'm going to remember what you have done for me. And I'm going to think about not what I have done or the great things that have been happening in my life because of the great things that I've done, but I'm going to remember all that you've done. I'm going to ponder the works of your hands. In the middle of change in King David's life, in the middle of being unsure about the future, he remembered. He remembered what God had done. And this idea to remember, everybody knows what remember means. What it means is to bring to your mind a past experience or an image that you can recall. And that's what King David had done, not only in his own life, but think about what had been going on for thousands of years. He and the Israelite people had been trusting the Lord, and he had saved them time and time again. And when he had a moment of being unsure about the future, there was big change coming in his life. He said, you know what? I'm going to pause and reflect on all that God has done. And it gives me hope for the future. That's what King David was going through. Now, right now, as a church, we're kind of in this season where a lot of change is happening. And like we've been saying, change is about to happen in this place. How many of you moved here 21 years ago with Central? You were part of Central 21 years ago. Some of y'all moved over here. This place had brand new carpet. It was smelling good. Man, it was awesome, right? And 21 years ago, we moved into this place, and we praise the Lord for what he has done. I remember the sanctuary that I actually grew up in way back in Odessa, Texas, in West Texas, and it had three sections of pews, had a little balcony in the back. It was red carpet everywhere. Anybody have a red carpet church back in the day? Red carpet church. I used to take naps on the pews while the preacher was preaching. That's what I did. Y'all don't do that, okay? So I took naps, and it was a very memorable place for me because it was where I came to the front and told them I had trusted the Lord to be my Savior, is where I was baptized. It was the place where Holly and I got married. I remember standing on the steps right down here, and Holly comes around the corner in the back, and I hadn't seen her all day, and I just lost it, guys. In the middle of, like, everybody looking at me, I'm like, oh, like a baby, right? It was a memorable place. I mean, this is very important and special to me. I remember so many amazing things that happened in that place, but one thing I really remember is there was all these big chandeliers up there, up high in this really high ceiling, and I, as a little kid, I always looked, and the only thing I think of is who's about to die, right? That when the chandelier was going to fall, I would always look to see who was sitting in the no-go zone, okay? Anybody do that? I want y'all to look right now. Whoever's underneath some lights right now, you're in the bad spot, okay? Hopefully nothing happens. But that's what I did when I was little, and I remember so much about that sanctuary. There were so many memorable moments. And for you, it's probably the same thing. Maybe it's a church that you grew up in. For some of you, it's maybe this actual room. There's been so many incredible memories that has happened in this place. For many of you, you've been baptized in this room. You've been married in this place. For many, you actually gave your life to the Lord, maybe on these steps or in your chair. You've worshiped together. God has spoken to you. It's an important place. It's the reason change is so hard. The reason change is hard is because we're emotionally attached to things. The same thing goes with this worship facility. It's an emotional moment to think about moving out and tearing it up and starting from new. But that's what we're going to do. And the Lord, his hand is in. He's been preparing us for this moment. But I wanted, before we leave, I wanted us to take a little blast from the past. I don't know how this next part is going to go, okay? But I'm going to invite up on the stage a couple of our seasoned church members. Right here, we have Deborah Stevens. Deborah is our connection director. She used to be our kids minister. She's been on staff for a really, really long time. And also Kevin Lawfer. Kevin, I love Kevin. And I don't even know what I'm about to say now. Okay. So Kevin was on staff for a really long time as well. He was our youth pastor for many, many years. And so I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to invite them to come.
Until he got unyouthful.
And share just a little bit, because these guys have had many, many experiences in this worship facility. Be good. Okay.
Yes. Well, I want to say before you get started, I was a little concerned, folks. The first service, I know you're going to be better. The first service, they kept coming up to us going, when we saw you two get on stage, So that really, if I had any feelings left, I think one would be
Let's
hurt.
Let's just say we have a past.
We have a past.
So welcome to the Deborah and Kevy days of yore. The past 21 years. I remember when we were at 109 North Birch, and they brought you in view of a call, and I knew was you were Darla's brother-in-law, and I thought, well, Darla's really sweet. How bad can that be? But when you came in view of a call, I was the VBS director, and I said, I have one question for you during the question and answer where we grilled you mercilessly. I said, can I put a wig on you and put you in a silly outfit and put you on stage for VBS? And you're like, okay.
That's and Saturday so that's, at my house.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Whatever, it worked out. So
thank you, Clayton.
So he landed, moved his entire family here. 3 weeks later, they moved
the church.
Moved the entire church.
Oh,
Kevin
man.
Kevin actually worked back then. It was before he learned to hide.
Yeah, I want to thank the senior adults as their minister. I'd learned how not to work because they did it all. So what happened was, and I actually shared this with Lori Gray last week, when we moved the church, Pastor Kevin at the time said, hey, I need you to go help me upstairs. And I went, huh? Never had been upstairs in the old building till we moved. I never had no reason.
Tall.
And there's a bathroom up there. I use that afterward. Anyway, and then my brother-in-law, Dan Holden, and I, we moved the very last load from the old church to here. And we moved this white piano with faded yellow whatever all over it, trim. And, you know, Dan and I were there. Everybody had left. And we were, you know, moving all this. And we're moving the piano into that hallway. And I don't remember who, probably me, broke the leg on the piano. So Dan, being Dan, lifted up the piano with one arm and I stuck it. And then it wasn't that long that somebody walked by and hit it and the leg broke and we went, oh! Now they know that I broke the leg. And I also want to share this. Okay. The memory, people have been asking us about the first day here. Uh-huh. I don't remember that. I was telling David Gady, we were too busy, too stressed. But the 50th, I got to meet Don Jones. Don Jones was the very first called pastor of Central Baptist Church. And that man has remained my friend, actually my mentor, all these years. I talked to him last week, and he set a precedence we'll talk more about later. But I just had to throw that in about Pastor Don.
Well, when you became youth pastor and moved over, you'd been here for a couple of years, and we were trying to reach kids in our city, and we noticed that we had a population of skater kids. Mm-hmm. And it was before Owosso had the really cool skate park that they had now, and there really was no place for them to go and do all the skateboarding and all that stuff. So you and some other guys came up with Skate Church.
Well, it was such a blessing. I know there's many people in here that worked Skate Church and helped and did so much. And there's four guys that I think of that are with the Lord now: Claude Stiles, Bun Wright, Curtis Brazil, and Ray Duckett. Mm-hmm. And some of you will never know these guys, but let me tell you, they made that happen. And, of course, I always had Jeff with me, Jeff McMurphy, everywhere I go. He was there. Thank you, Jeff, for putting up with that. These old men became the grandpas. They did the real work.
They built giant ramps. They welded rails.
I just watched them work. I mean, it was just a big...
That's when Kevin learned how to disappear.
Yes, I learned how to disappear on that, moving the ramps out, setting them up. And I just remember when we talk about change, and we talked about this, when you have changes, there's always somebody that doesn't like change. I like change because, you know, I'm brain damage, remember? So I like change. I'm cool with it. But I know it was a struggle. And we had just a little bit of questioning about why are you bringing these kids in here? Those four guys went to bat for me. They went to bat for me. They stood their ground and they said, "Don't you listen to this. We got you." And I miss all of them. And I love all of them. And they made it happen.
I remember when you were talking to him and you said, "Why do you support me in this when other people maybe not be to reach these kids and reach this generation?" And Bun Wright
told me his story of his life. And I came up with this phrase with really all of them, even some of you in here right now, is that those men in their day were skate kids. They just never had skateboards. They had the same life, the same struggles. And they just loved so well. And they loved all of us. And I also am still in contact with a lot of skate kids through the beauty of social media. And last night I called a couple of them that were very instrumental students at the time and stayed up way too late talking to them. And just the memories flooding about just so many good times and people getting saved and lives being changed. It was just a great time.
Well, some of those Skate Church kids are now coming to our church and bringing their family and their littles, and we have some in GCK as well.
Yes.
So that's cool. Just an example of how reaching, we have to continue to reach generations. My little funny story from Skate Church is we had, like, I'm not kidding, I think I counted 147 kids in here one night, and they had a check-in desk, and I'm just bopping around doing stuff behind the scenes. I was actually working.
Yeah,
as opposed
I was
to
walking
some
around
people.
Talking.
Well, Kevin and I were standing there, and a group of kids came up, and let's just say they had partook before they came up, and I remember one of the little ladies at the check-in desk turning to us and going, "Is someone burning leaves somewhere? I distinctly smell burning leaves." And we're like, "Oh, yeah, it's like on 86th Street or something."
Yeah.
And we just laughed.
Oh, my. And I do remember we finally had to go to Jeff McMurphy and say, "Do that at home, not here."
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah.
You're deacon. Yeah, well, you know.
Is that when you started calling Jeff Doobie?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Clayton's shaking his head. Okay,
moving
on.
I think about when the first day we were here, even though you and I don't remember it, you'll see in the videos later, these back walls were white, and they had
boring.
A whole bunch of those. Remember banners from the 90s? I made, just look at them, because I made all these dadgum banners that you see that are in the video here in a little bit. And we use them for Easter pageants and all those. Those are long gone. With a good, I remember when Ryland goes, "Do you still want these banners?" And I'm like, "No." We used to have banners. There is, behind this stage, there is a baptistry. It's about where that steeple is on that wall. There's a hole in the wall. We call it the baptistry in the sky. And there are many steps. We should have counted them. And it's hard to get up there. I don't think we could do it. It's not ADA. So if anybody ever says, "Well, why don't we use the old baptistry?" Because we can't. It's too far. But there was a time when...
Oh, my. So many great memories. First of all, the skate kids.
I was talking about baptizing, though. When we had
we baptized so many.
A wonderful woman in a wheelchair.
Oh, yes.
Who
we had a lady. First of all, we had to get her up the stairs.
Yes.
But that block and tackle system worked great. And then we got her into the baptistry, and there was a chair there. And sweetheart, we had to bend the chair down, and the whole time
you had to get her out.
Whole time I'm looking at Jeremy, going, "Don't drop her, don't drop her, don't drop her." And I was the one that dropped people, as we all know. So, And also, you know, I baptized my three daughters in ice cold water. Every single time it was ice cold water. I think they took it personal. Well, then I baptized a youth worker years later, and it was ice cold. We get out. She gets ready. She comes to us. She goes, I'm a loafer. Bless her heart.
Oh, well. We have a lot of pictures. They haven't led us on stage in a while together, and there's a good reason.
You're going to see
and
why.
Find out why. We have a lot of fun memories. We were in a Christmas program back in Days of Yore, if you'll pop that up there. We were mom and pop for the kids' Christmas program.
For those of you who don't know me, that is me.
That is him.
And no, I do not have cancer.
And poor Rhonda Weibel, who is our pianist, she's a director, and she wanted us to stay on script, and we only do improv.
Rhonda.
We're strictly improv. So
poor guy. I still, Rhonda, I love you so much.
I'm surprised she has any hair left.
Golly, I look like that.
Yeah. There was a lot of man to love there.
I don't even know that guy anymore.
I know it.
Yeah. He was so happy.
And you've seen me do announcements. Like last week, I did an announcement, and I might do a little joke or two. These are announcements from Days of Yore.
Yay.
Enjoy this.
Yes, that's me.
And now, the Redneck Cupid.
From 6 to 8 p.m. for SNL, our Sunday Night Live, our all-church Valentine's special. Kevin! Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. What the
heck? Oh, 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 oh. Lessons from the Master. A new sermon series starting in February.
The best part was Jeremy and Ryland's laugh at the very end.
And I want to go on record. I don't remember the second one. I don't remember it. So just
that
to let you know.
That was when you had your traumatic brain injury.
Oh, my
after.
Goodness. Thank
Matt Flint talking won't let us do those anymore because of workman compensation.
I think our insurance got canceled.
We had a thing for a couple of years called Sunday Night Live. And Danya told me in the break that it was like their third Sunday here was our last Sunday
stayed.
Night Live.
Oh, wow.
And she said, okay, we can fit in with this church.
Oh,
so
my.
There were so many things that hit the ground and never made it to the skits that we weren't allowed. I still don't know how we weren't
then
fired.
The things that did make it.
Here's a little pic of Kevin
boy.
And I. Do you remember Popeil's Pocket Fisherman and Ronco and all those ads? We had one for the Hemorrhoid Extractor 5000. And it was a kitchen utensil.
Yeah, it was a little mini food processor. It was a great time.
I think
it
was part
wine. It worked,
wine
though. I don't have hemorrhoids anymore.
No.
So praise Jesus for all the blessings.
Yeah, you're perfect now. through it all, we have seen three full-time pastors. We had Kevin Stewart, Scott Carlson, and now what's the new guy's name?
Our Widow Quayton.
Yeah, Widow Quayton Chisholm.
We love him.
We've had multiple interims, several constructions. I've been through those. Things moving around, things added on to. Ryland's had a lot of changes in technology, which have been good when they work, over the past 20 years. Worship, we've seen worship styles change. Mm-hmm. We've seen the banners come down. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm sure that'll continue. And change is sometimes hard, but it never stops. And I can see myself in 20 years or maybe even 10 years being out there with my cane and going, I wish he'd just play some Crowder or something like that.
I'm already there. Anyway, you know, through it all, people change, staff changes, members change. Talked about our four brothers who are with the Lord celebrating glory. Things change. They change all the time. You can't stop change. But three things that do not change at Central Baptist Church. 109 North Birch to here. To a pool hall way back in the early days.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, that's right. They met in a pool hall. Here's what hasn't changed. Number one, God is still God. Jesus is still our Savior. That does not change. Now, let me preface this by saying our delivery changes, but this doesn't change the gospel. Jesus Christ and Christ alone. How we serve that and give that and share that with people has to change. And the last thing is our calling, folks, has not changed. I mean, some people even they keep coming back. So, you know, you try to lock the doors and change the locks on me, I keep coming in.
You keep coming back, don't you?
I cannot stay away.
You're back.
And here's why I come back. Live for Christ, love people, and make disciples. And like Deborah said, 20 years, I don't know where I'll be, probably up there with my boys. But I tell you this, we're going to look back on this as a watershed moment in the life of Central Baptist. And we're going to, 20 years from now, somebody's going to be up here saying, wow, Jesus really does change everything.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well, our announcement video game has vastly improved. Yeah. Whew. That's awesome. Thank you for not being, not doing something that we have to take off the live stream. It was great. Hey, but here's what I'd like to do. I do want us to take just a real quick trip down memory lane by a video. Now, this is going to help those of you who have been here for a long time, but if maybe you're brand new, you get to see a little bit about what has happened at this church. Let's watch this video.
God, how great you are, and great things you have done. For everything we've seen, oh, there is more to come. Every victory, every battle won. For everything we've seen, oh, there is more to come. There is more to come. And all of our hope in, all of our trust in, and all of our future in the God who never fails, all of our faith in you, and all of our strength in you, God, all of our future in the God who never fails, all of our hope in, and all of our trust in, and all of our
just a little bit of what God has done in this place. 452 baptisms. That's incredible. We praise the Lord for that. We've had over 2,250 worship services in this place. Over 5,000 prayers have been prayed. We've had thousands and thousands of songs that have been sung in this place. Lots of Christmas wax has been spilt on the chairs. And 817 coffee spills right around your feet. We counted them. It's a lot, but God is the point of that. Point of that is, in this worship center, this isn't the church. We are the church, the body of Christ. But this has been our place for many, many years, where God has done some incredible things. But I'll say this: God is not done yet. God is not done with our church. In fact, I believe we are moving into this new season that is going to be incredible, that God is going to do some things that we can't even imagine. And right now, it's our time to renew this facility to, we've said this before, to match our our facility with our mission. And if you look to your left or to your right, you'll see, and they've already talked about it a little bit, that our mission is to live for Christ, love people, and make disciples. We're working on creating and renovating a facility so that we can do that to the glory of God, so that we can reach lost people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the hope of the world. We want to do that in some new and incredible ways. We want to be able to share the gospel in a 21st century way. And we want to provide a location where lost people want to attend, where they want to be here. And we want to be able to minister to and disciple young kids better than anybody else around. We believe God has called us to do that. And so we, in faith, are running forward. So what's next for us? Like we've said before, we're about to move over into the venue. Let me just say this. This is not going to be a pause of ministry or a time for us to just get by. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for God, I believe, is going to do some incredible things over in the venue. I believe lives are going to be changed over there. I believe families are going to be restored over there. I believe powerful prayers are going to be prayed over there. I believe the Lord is going to rekindle his relationship with you over in that facility. God is going to do some incredible things over the next year, and I'm excited about the opportunity. It's going to be a little bit different. If you're used to kind of some small church places, this is what it's going to be like. We're going to get in tight together, and it's going to be an incredible time to grow in our relationships together. This is what it's going to be all about this next year. And when this place is finished, we're going to come back and we're going to dedicate this new facility to the Lord, and we're going to see what he's going to do. And I'm excited that I get to partner with every single one of you. And there are some people that are not even here yet that are going to get to experience some incredible things in this new worship facility in the next year. So we're going to move forward together as a church. And here's how I'd like to end our service, our very final service, is I want us to pray. In fact, I want to invite you just real quick to bow your heads. And I want to ask you whether this is your first time here or you've been here for most of your life. I want to invite you just to spend some time just praying to the Lord. I want to ask you to pray and thank him for what he has done in your life personally in this space, in this room. I don't know what that is, but I believe God has done some incredible things in this place. Maybe for some of your family, friends you know. Just for a moment, just pray and let's thank him for that. Oh, Lord God, I thank you so much for this building. We are the church, but this is the place that we gather. And it's important and it's special and it has a purpose. And we're so thankful for everything you've done in this place. We give you the glory. We want to in advance say thank you for what you're going to do over in the venue. And we give you the praise. And Lord, when we come back together in a year's time, we ask, Lord, that you would do some things in this place that's more than we could ever ask or imagine. And that, God, you would get the glory for it all. And that lives would be changed. Thank you for what you're going to do. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, church, let's do this. Let's end our time together. I invite you to stand to your feet. The band is back up here. We're going to have one more worship song together as we thank the Lord for what he has done here, and we're expecting great things in the future.
Come on, Central. I want you to lift it up loud and proud. Let's sing out to our great God one more time. Everything you got. Come on, he's worthy of it.
his feet, he has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom. Every storm, and you'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things, and I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things, God. You do great things.
Going to do. I look out. I see many of you that have been baptized here, that have been saved, that God has rescued us. He's redeemed us. He's restored us. And we look forward to all that he's going to do here at Central. Come on, one more time. I want us to lift our voices to give our great God praise. Let me hear you sing it out, Central. Sing it with me. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Say our purpose statement together, Central Baptist Church. We exist to live for Christ, love people, and make disciples. Awesome. Thanks for being here today. You guys are dismissed. We'll see you back here next Sunday at the venue.